107.1 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. Wednesday, August 16th. Always great to be checking in with City of Stratford Mayor Martin Ritzma. Martin, it's wonderful to see you on this beautiful day enjoying the sunshine.
We have I stopped building the ark. Oh, that rain last night. My goodness. And we've you'd think at some point that rain somewhere is going to help with the forest fire situation, yeah. But yes, it's a wonderful morning.
Yeah, we'll try to send some up north or wherever it's needed, that's for sure. So we've got lots on the agenda to talk about this week. Off the top, the transportation master plan. That's a big discussion here.
We had some great discussion, a great presentation. I believe it's an 81-page document that was presented in front of council. And it's an update from our original, well, not original, I guess original was back in the 90s, but 2010 was the master plan. It was updated with pedestrian and bicycle in 2014. So it set out some short, medium, and long-term phases for what is best for our community with regards to mobility. And I think the key word that I take away from this is the idea of multimodal. And an example of that would be what we're doing on Queen Street, trying to calm traffic so that it encourages pedestrian, bicycle, and car. And I put it in that order because on a complete street, you want to recognize pedestrians first, then bicycles, then cars. On your main thoroughfares, like Ontario Street, then perhaps cars are take a bit more priority. I bring this topic up because it was received by council. Now there's a 30-day review with regards to that that master plan. We had a great response. I believe there was 177 responses that went into making up this plan. But I certainly encourage citizens to go online and take a look at the plan give your advice, okay. Your thoughts.
And speaking of transportation, segues into some other topics. Some good news. The people might not have heard about the PC Connect extension.
Yes, and you know, this is kind of our second extension. The first one was due to the result of COVID. The provincial government recognized that perhaps the program didn't get up and running the way it should have because of COVID and COVID restrictions. And so it was extended with some money from the province. And here now we're extending it with St. Mary's and North Perth. And once again, it's an extension from our transit in our town, in our community. It's the first and last mile. It might extend to the, for example, the rail service. And so it's something that we're working on. We're glad that we have St. Mary's and North Perth on board as partners. And once again, I believe there'll be envelopes of money that'll come forward that are different grant dollars, but that'll continue to carry this a wee bit. And once again, that connectivity between communities, whether Kitchener-Waterloo, whether it's to rail, that's so important.
Yeah, it is so important. And again, when we talk about, say, the north, how, the little bus services in the north, and when we have something like this, PC Connect, in our area, this is a good thing.
It is, and I'm glad that we've signed on again.
Yeah, oh, you bet. And speaking of which, a free transit day?
Yes, coming up. Okay. When we recognize, any master plan of transit, transportation needs to incorporate and enhance transit, as in bus service, and so on. I want to say September the 8th, and it's escaping right now, but if you go on our city website, there will be a day where it will be free transit for the day. And it's once again to encourage people that may not use the bus to get on the bus, yeah. Try it. And I myself have tried transit since being in office, and it is wonderful service provided by wonderful people in the driver's seat.
Okay, big news of this week from the council meeting with regards to the Stratford Municipal Airport.
I can reflect back on my inaugural address talking about, those courageous conversations, and it was good conversation the other night, and council made the decision to retain the ownership of that, and it doesn't go away. We get monthly, yearly reports from the airport as part of their budget request. so we can certainly revisit that decision. You know, I look at that airport as an investment. It's 480 acres of land that's owned by the city of Stratford. 160 of those are workable, arable lands for cropping. I see it as a great investment in Stratford. Do we have some work to get it to some more self-sustaining? Yes. But does it provide services that we can't maybe put an absolute price tag on, like Air Orange, you know, up to 30 visits a year where Perth paramedics meet on site? That helicopter takes many individuals to mostly to London, sometimes 70%, I believe, to London, the rest to Toronto. You know, search and rescue are part of it, air flight school, hangar service. So I think we have some work to do, but I do believe that it is a good decision now, and let's see where we can go with regards to augmenting the income from that facility.
Okay, and we kind of touched on it earlier with regards to PC Connect, talking about connecting to railway service stations and what have you. Let's talk about passenger rail service. This is a top-of-mind topic.
It is, and rightfully so. I believe it's important for our environment. I believe it's important for our tourists, for our college and university students, for our residents of Stratford that perhaps work a couple days a week in Toronto. And so that conversation continues. I just received notification back from our newest Minister of Transportation Canada, Mr. Honorable Rodriguez, indicating that he has received my letter, indicating that yes, they want to work with us, but it's a little bit more complicated because of the rail service, which is utilized via rail and the GO train. We know it is impacted by CN track. So certainly, I've had opportunities to speak with a number of mayors. A letter went out to both the federal and the provincial government, signed by five local mayors, and it, you know, indicates that we need to look at rail service, give some maybe passenger rights to the rail service for passengers, but that's an ongoing dialogue. I've been in contact with Transportation Action Ontario Group. It's a group that's non-political, but I shouldn't say non-political, but that will activate for transportation across Ontario.
Okay, we're chatting with the City of Stratford Mayor Martin Rithma. And Martin, you've been meeting with some other mayors in the area, to the west of us, shall
we
say.
Yes, I did. I've had great conversations with several. Just recently, I was down to London to meet with Mayor Morgan. And as we just talked about, two issues that we chatted about that are challenges for them, the same challenge, but maybe on a larger scale, definitely on a larger scale. So we did talk about the rail service, passenger rail service, and he is one of the individuals, one of the signees on the letter that's been moved forward to both provincial and federal governments. And we also talked about homelessness and affordable housing and what they're doing in their community. So lots of opportunities to work together and to advocate for one another at the provincial and federal levels.
Okay, and in terms of a conversation with you, Martin, housing is often something that we talk about.
Always on my mind, and that's the conversation we continued with Mayor Morgan. You know, we have, and thank you to Director Bettridge, he's our new Director of Building and Planning. He's moved forward with an application for the Housing Accelerator Fund. That's a $4 billion, that's with a B, fund that stretches across Canada. And these are funds that are used to support local projects. And so we've put forward an application, and we hope to receive some dollars to support us in Stratford solutions to our housing challenge.
Okay, and talking about looking at local area solutions, the Ad Hoc Citizens Advisory Committee, we have talked about it. The application is now available. Is that right?
Yes, and thank you very much for mentioning that this morning. It's key. The clerk's office released that information with regards to making application. And I remind people that those, I believe they close on September the 8th. And go on the city website. There are 12 spots, and it ranges from citizen at large to accounting to a seniors appointment to youth, education, legal. It'll be an important group for a very important project in the city of Stratford. I can't say enough about how significant this project will be to the landscape, physical landscape of Stratford. I think we're going to see some changes. I trust we'll see some changes with regards to density, and that will be a kind of a test site for that. I'm really looking for that. As I shared before, I was down to Cambridge to see the Gaslight District. This will be a larger scale of that. But certainly, if you're interested in being involved with that, go to the website and check that out. And that's open until September the 8th.
All right. Let's wrap things up with some celebrations. We've got 50th birthday celebrations with Downtown Stratford BIA recently.
Yes. And that was a great party, a great celebration for an organization that enhances its purpose is to enhance, you know, what we do in our downtown core. And as I mentioned that day, I believe the hallmark of any great community, small or large, is the vibrancy of their downtown. And Jamie Pritchard and that group do an amazing job. And you know, I mentioned as well that Narcidity, the travel guide, recognized Stratford as one of the top five. It's a great little article if you get a chance to go on. Recognizes Stratford as one of the top five to visit in Ontario, not only for the festival, but they acknowledge the vibrancy of our downtown, the restaurants and the shops. And, and that's a true indicator. That's an outside indicator. That's somebody looking into our fishbowl and saying, yes, that's a great place to visit.
And Stratford Public Library, such an amazing part of our community. They've had just an amazing summer with their summer reading program, but a special honor for them.
Yes, and once again, a shout out to entire staff, Krista Robinson and her entire staff. Amazing group of people. Brooke Windsor has recently received an award with regards to her work with the youth and the youth program there. Certainly, they take a footprint and they blow the doors off that footprint. So congratulations, Brooke, for that award.
Okay, and seems like summer's slipping away, but that's okay because we're going to be heading into Stratford Fall Fair time.
Sow it, grow it, show it. it's coming your way. September 21 to 24, as I mentioned before we went on air, we had another Fall Fair meeting last night. A big shout out to all our members of the Fall Fair board. Excited, you know, and the exciting piece about this, I think, is that it is a true community event with no admission. Just walk on and you can come every day, and not be worried about paying admission. And even when it comes to, if you can't afford the midway food, we want to run a great family barbecue. So I really look forward to that as well. And on that day, we continue with the Stratford Farmers Market.
And, you bet.
You know, and as I mentioned, we certainly, the diversification, we see diversity growing in our community, and that's reflected in our agricultural society and in the market. Just recently, we've had vendors included that are bringing Indian cuisine, Latin American cuisine, and Ukrainian cuisine. So, you know, it's nice when what we do reflects the changing diversity in our community.
And again, Stratford Fall Fair is coming up September 21st through to the 24th. We are so looking forward to that. And the prize books are available.
The prize books are available, and once again, you can get those online as well.
You bet. City of Stratford Mayor Martin Ritzma. Martin, it's always a pleasure. Lots to talk about and lots to celebrate.
Thank you for taking the time, Jamie.